Many years ago, a man traveled the length and breadth of this nation, telling and retelling just one story, dramatically presenting it, really. He drew great crowds to hear him masterfully recount how one man searched the world over for wealth, only to finally find in his own backyard acres of diamonds. Sometimes the greatest treasures lie close at hand, unrecognized. Centuries ago, a fiery prophet named John was asked if he was the promised one, the Lord's Redeemer. "No," he replied, "I am not, but he is among you, though you do not know him." Because the bringer of forgiveness was so near, John urged people to repent of their sins. And those who bowed their heads and hearts before God lifted them to see John point to one he called the Lamb of God, Jesus of Nazareth. Christ is still near. In the scriptures, the prophets still point him out. But he is not seen for the treasure he is, except by those whom God enables to bow their heads in sorrow over their guiltiness before him.